Good morning. Welcome to PCC, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ. We're living out the Father's love, and we're transforming community by the Holy Spirit. Got a couple announcements for us. First of all, you notice that there's Advent coming up and Christmas. This is a schedule that's coming up, and there is a Christmas concert this year. And Doc Milton's band, or choir, the California Coastline Chorale. That's a dream of mine. I've known Doc for over 20 years, and it's just cool. And then we got Festival of Carols the week before. Have I said I love this part of this season, right? It turns around this corner, and we move into gratitude, and I love it. And I think there's two in each order of worship, and that's intentional. What do you think the second one's for? A friend, right there, Danny. It's a pop quiz, and you A+. Also, this is Stewardship Sunday, which means I'm going to be lifting up in prayer our pledges. And this is by no means a deadline, but if you have what you're pledging, just fill out one of these cards, put it in the offering plate. And Micah, this is a word to you. After the offertory, there's going to be a pause right there. I'll come up and pray over the pledges and pray over the offering, and then I'll stand everybody up and sing the doxology. Is that good? That intro was beautiful, by the way. Wasn't that awesome? I just think we're surrounded by amazing musicians. I guess we can clap. Yeah, yeah. That's kind of a polite church clap. I like it. What else is happening? I think I'm inviting Jane Bates. Is she in the room? Okay, I think you're going to walk up to this microphone and tell us a little bit about, yes, Tuesday. Right now, no? I think so. Isn't that right now? I think that's right now. Yeah, it is.
I'm kind of afraid of these things. I'm here to tell you that on Tuesday, we're having, I don't like this. Tuesday, we're having a get-together. It is surviving the holidays. We all have things about holidays anyway. So many people have a really good attitude about it. Other people are already excited, too excited, worried. Do I have the right presents? All the normal. And then, for many, they've had a loss during the year, or the year before, where that seed is empty and it brings surprises from ourselves. We think we're over it. All of a sudden, our energy is down and we're mourning. We don't know what to expect. So we have a wonderful teaching on Tuesday, 10 to noon, by Doris Thompson and Pastor Pat. And it's a short little movie, excellent. There's something for everyone in it. Because besides just normal grieving that we're acquainted with, there are many other losses. Sometimes it's an illness, something we can't do anymore, whatever, where we need some extra support of the community. So some of the people come more than 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, because they can give help to others that are having the same or similar difficulty with handling things, or that can just make it better and be bright and have fun things to actually supplement our normal and make it better for anyone. So we're inviting any of you to come. Again, it'll be in the fireside room and with Pastor Pat. Patty is going to talk about her particular incident and her relationship and how she was impacted with the death of her husband. So please come, pray, and ask God if this is meant for you this particular time, because there are little things, big things that all lend themselves to making your family's time together better and your own. It even helps us take better care of ourselves. So that's what is here for Tuesday morning.
Excellent. Once again, that's Tuesday. And it's also, tomorrow's Veterans Day. And I'd like to skip over the meet and greet for a second, and we'll meet and greet after the service. But if you served in one of the branches of our military, would you please stand? Well, I'm going to get everybody, okay? How about first, if you served in the military, please stand. Can we give Dusty a round of applause? Daryl, this young man, Ed Rath. And then if you have family members that served in the military, please stand. If you've ever known anyone to served in the military, please stand. We remain grateful. Amen. For our brothers and sisters who served in the military, for family members that gave their lives so that we could freely stand up and worship God this morning in this place. Our call to worship comes from Psalm chapter 118, and I'm going to read the first couple verses. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for God is good, because his mercy endureth how long? Let the people of God now say that his mercy endureth how long?
Forever.
Let's sing, Be Thou My Vision.
Compassion and forgiveness belong to the Lord, though we have rebelled against him. Let us renounce our willfulness and seek his mercy by confessing our sins together. in penitence and in faith. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, whose face is hidden from us by our sins, and whose mercy we forget in the blindness of our hearts, cleanse us from all our offenses and deliver us from proud thoughts and vain desires, that with reverent and humble hearts we may draw near to you, confessing our faults, confiding in your grace, and finding in you our refuge and strength. Through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And in him, we are forgiven. Amen and amen. Please stand.
Good morning. Well, love showed up once again, and each time we come to you as our PCC family and ask for your help with something, you come through. And it was no different this time after Hurricane Helene came through. We asked for those who could to donate towards this disaster relief fund. And we collected the money. We brought in $6,500 almost dollars for this fund. Part of it goes to the Presbyterian Relief Fund, and of course that comes in with a lot of churches, and they all come together to support this. And also Samaritan's Purse. And if it sounds familiar, Samaritan's Purse is the organization that puts out these Operation Christmas Child boxes, which we participate in each year. So it'll be divided up between those two things. We have a video here today, and I think your hearts will be touched as you look at and see what has happened. This is a video by Samaritan's Purse. But organizations, obviously, we all know, came together and many, many helped out. So, Philip, take it.
The creek behind us just rose higher than it's ever come up before. It was rushing water.
Houses above us were taking off the foundations. I've been here for over 50 years, but this was quite devastating.
Our neighbors have a 10-day-old newborn. We were able to hold them up over our heads and passed all the children down, got them into the vehicles so we could evacuate. As we were driving out, we saw trees coming down, just praying that we could go through with our vehicles and get up to safety.
When this hurricane hit, Samaritan's Purse already began posturing equipment, and we were getting ready. We weren't quite sure it was going to hit here in Boone, North Carolina, our hometown. This is personal to Samaritan's Purse because we have lost so much here. As I look around, we've got a lot of loss. We got a lot of destruction. People that have lost everything. The most important thing we do is to love our neighbor in the name of Jesus Christ and to bring hope where they may not have any hope.
When I saw those orange shirts come onto the property, I really hadn't cried until I saw them step off that truck. The love and the compassion, the care and the concern with everything they did was just amazing. I've never experienced God's love like that.
In never think that a disaster is going to happen in your area. And to be able to have them accept help from friends and coworkers in a crisis like this has just been one of the most amazing blessings, just to be able to serve one another and love each other through that service.
It's really hard to put into words even what it means to have a family of Samaritan's Purse rally around us right now. I express the deepest thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you guys showed up in the middle of one of the hardest things we've ever gone through, and that you love us so well with the love of Jesus. That's what you brought. And you know, we're not even crying because of what we lost, but as my mother-in-law says, we're crying because love showed up.
Y'all are literally God's love that showed up on their property. So I thank you all for the part.
Like never before, Samaritan's Purse has shown the face, the hands, and the feet of Jesus. And you can't put a price on that. There's no way to say thank you enough. It was truly amazing.
So we had the privilege of being a part of being Jesus's hands in that situation. We couldn't go. We couldn't tear down houses and such, but we reached our hands out with help monetarily. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Spinning a heavenly dance, oh God, all that you are, so overwhelming.
The sound of your voice, all at once, and a gentle and thundering noise, oh God, all that you are, so overwhelming.
I delight myself. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my
Hallelujah.
of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Give thanks. Amen. Yeah. We're in a series on gratitude. Makes sense, right? We're moving towards Thanksgiving, and we've been set free from sin and death through Jesus the Christ. We studied Joshua in the month of October and how God used him. And now we are focusing on giving thanks, right? Just like we're singing. We could also call the series that quote by Huffman. It keeps rolling around in my mind. It's for the follower of Jesus, every day ought to be Thanksgiving, and every Sunday ought to be Resurrection Sunday or Easter Sunday. And how fitting. We had a memorial service. Pastor Hector, pastor of Casa de la Ferrera, who worships with us in our fellowship hall on Sunday afternoons. His father went to be with Jesus, and they had a memorial service in here. And yesterday evening, afternoon, it was so loud in here, the roof could have been ripped off. Because the pastor, Pastor Hector is one of 12 children that was fathered by this man who's now with Jesus. And it was like a Resurrection Sunday, only it was on a Saturday night. So that video, man. Well, I'm sorry for all you ladies. You have to reapply makeup because all the crying. It's amazing. God is doing good things and great things. And this morning we're looking at the opening of Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. And oftentimes we look or read what Paul tells us, teaches us, right? He teaches us with his words of different lessons. This time we're looking at how he lives his life and lives it out. So we're following his example rather than his words. You follow? Because elsewhere in Paul's letters, he says, pray without ceasing, right? And he says, you know, consider it pure joy when you're going through suffering. This is Paul. He's older when he's writing this letter. And he's in prison. He's shackled. He's in prison. He's under arrest and living in a prison. And he's writing this letter to the church of Philippi. And you can see or hear through his words, he absolutely loves this church. Right? Do you absolutely love any group? You know, group of people? Maybe PCC. Maybe you have a lunch bunch that gathers once a month. Maybe you have coworkers. They've been with you through thick and thin. Put yourself in Paul's shoes. Put yourself in that prison and hear him as he displays for us what it looks like to have a life that's lived in gratitude. Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus the Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, and being confident of this, that he who began a work, good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, I pray that you would preach through me. Use me as your vessel. We are grateful. Help us to be more grateful. And all God's people said, first thing out of the gate, Paul and Timothy. A lot of times we skip over that. Paul writes this letter in prison with this young buck named Timothy. And we just studied about how much he loved Timothy, right? And he got his faith from who? His mom and his grandma. And we gave thanks for the shoulders of giants in which we were handed our faith from, right? Right out of the gate, we got an application. Buddy up. Buddy up. We're better together. I'm pretty good. I'm better when I'm hanging out with Brian Sitch, right? Pool all the people, look to your right and look to your left. What are they good at? That means you're good at that too now, right? Buddy up, Paul and Timothy. And how does he label himself? How does he label himself and Timothy? Servants. The word in Greek, doulos. What's that mean? Servant or slave? Slave. Have you ever sang that hymn, Come Thou Fount? Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. What's a fetter? It's the shackles. Paul in prison is recognizing the prison ain't got no walls on him. He's actually a slave to Jesus the Christ. Have you submitted? Have you reminded yourself lately of you would be nothing if it were not for the sacrifice, the death, resurrection of Jesus the Christ? Is he your Lord? Are you his servant? Are you his slave? Do you identify as that? How about try this on for size? Instead of asking, when somebody asks you what you do for a living, especially if you're tired, I'd say, I'm a slave of Jesus Christ. See what people say. I don't know, it's just a social experiment. That's a freebie. That's not in my sermon notes. You know, I would love to hear a group full of people that said, I'm a slave to Jesus Christ, and that's their identifier. Living a life of gratitude, this is how it's done. You buddy up. You identify not with what you're good at, not with what you do for a living, but you identify with the Lord who gave his life for you. And he it's cool that this isn't really This is a whole, that you may notice that I am well versed in this. This is my book. Philippians, I've studied more than anything else in the Bible, just because I love it so much. I love how much love is dripping through these pages and how much unity is dripping through these pages. But I'll skip over that verse to all God's holy people. Just know that there's a sermon in that too. And notice that he throws in the overseers and deacons with the extra pepper of grace. So if you're an ordained elder or deacon, receive a little extra pepper of grace this morning. And then he says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you live a life built on thanksgiving? You hand out what you've been given. Two of the hugest commodity that everyone outside of these walls is dying for. Grace. Can't you just have grace? Can't this Dave just be different and I don't get beat up at all? Get made fun of? Can't this just relent? I need some grace. How many times have you thought that? How many times people walking around have thought that? I need grace and peace. Who's driven a car lately on a road around here? I started as I'm driving, just say, peace, as you get cut off. Peace be with that person. Because they need it. They're obviously in a hurry. If you look at the people, there's rage. There's actual rage visible on the drivers out there. They need peace. Raise your hand if you have grace and you have peace. If you say you're a follower of Jesus Christ, your hand should be up. Grace upon grace is what you have. And you have that wholeness. You have that peace. You have that I'm home-ness. I know why I exist. Hand it out. Hand it out freely. That's a fast track to a life of gratitude. You ever play hot potato? Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Right? God's giving you this grace. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Just keep passing it on. And then he says, I thank God, my God, personal. My God, the God who's in me, in the cell with me. Every time I remember you, I used to do chaplaincy at Juvenile Hall, Theo Lacey, YGC. I think my most common complaint from the young ones, from the teens that are caught on the wrong side of the law, was, would you write to me? I have so much time on my hands. That's just to say, Paul is in prison, he's thinking. He's got a lot of time. He's doing a lot of prayer. And he says right here, I'm in this cell, and every time I'm praying, I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for you. There's another application to living a life of gratitude. Talk to God. Be yet another sermon on praying. Talk to God. When's the last time you, instead of handling things by yourself, just handed it over to God? And then pray with joy and thanksgiving. There's a guy named Brother Lawrence, I think I've mentioned it before. He wanted to pray without ceasing. And so what did he do? And he wrote a book about it. Called Practicing the Presence of God. It's out there. It's a little book. It's a firecracker. It's a little pistol. And he did basically the same thing that all memory people, if you're trying to memorize stuff or if you're trying to remember names, he did the same thing. He dissociated, you know, like Amalia does this when she meets anybody. Like she meets Jen, and she goes, she kind of looks like Jennifer Aniston, and so she puts it in her head, this is Jen, and she associates, you know what I mean? Do you guys do that? Marcia doesn't. Marcia said, no, I do not do that. Brother Lawrence says, I want to associate everything in my life with God and talk to about it. So as he's washing a dish, he says, you know, God made this dish. And I'm going to, we use this person to make this dish. And as I wash it, I want to thank God for that and pray about it. And as I get the next dish or the next pot, he just started associating everything. This keyboard, thank you God for music, and it's beautiful, and the keys and the different sounds. And he says in his book he went 30 years without saying amen. He prayed consistently for 30 years by doing it. All that to say is Paul is saying, practice not the presence of God, practice the gratitude, the joy of being loved by God. Right? And start in your prayers, just start associating things. God, thank you for getting me here without getting in a car accident. God, thank you so much for this beautiful sunny day. It's cool, crisp, but it's also warm and nice. Thank you for the friends at PCC. Thank you that when I came into the church, it smelled amazing because my wife was working on some egg dish for the deacons. Thank you for my office. Thank you for lava lamps because they bring me such joy. Thank you for Mike. Thank you for people who come long distances to show up and worship. He works for the military right now. He's serving right now. He's serving out in Riverside or Redlands, I forget which. Thank you for brothers and sisters gathering this morning, giving up their time. Thank you for Lou and just her Lou-ness, right? Did you hear her during the opening worship? What if I'm related to somebody in the military? I love that, Lou. You know, like thank you, Brian Sitch's voice. Thank you for Patty's joy. You know, like Micah's amazing gift to just play piano and make it sound like an angel is in the room. You know, like you just practice that muscle of praying consistently, praise. And then you see his motive. What is it? Why? What makes him praise all the time? Joy, joy, joy. First thing, partnership. He is not alone in that prison cell. He has God, the maker of heaven and earth, and he has all the members of the Church of Philippi. I'm not alone when I'm walking around Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, Huntington Beach. I have you praying for me. Several congregants every once in a while just text me. Just know that I pray for you every day. Picture that. I pray for each of you. I go through the list. I go through the directory. I'm praying for you. All the time, you are not alone. And our deacons and our elders, same thing. We're all on board. We're in your team. Our partnership is strong. The devil might take our eyes off it and think it isn't. It's strong. You pick a battle with Lloyd, you pick a battle with Jason Warren Griffiths. Right? Or even more, you pick a battle with Klaus. Klaus can mess somebody up. He's a strong dude right there. Our partnership. You want to live in joy? Remember our partnership. Remember the people in this room have your back. We won't let you fall. We won't let each other fall. And then the other thing that brings him confidence, as he lives out his life in gratitude, Remember a couple of weeks ago, we were studying the Psalms, and God said, it's going to be okay. Actually, he says it to Joshua. It wasn't the Psalms. It was to Joshua. John Goldengay, in his commentary on it, and I misquoted it. Remember, I thought it was N.T. Wright, but it was John Goldengay. Anyway, it's a different sermon. We can have a sermon about how many times I mess up. That's fine. That's a different day. But Goldengay points out that the Hebrew there is God saying to Joshua, it's all going to be good. I'm going to make it so it all works out. That's the same as what Paul is talking about. He said, I've known God, and I know God. And from what I know of God's character and how God works, he's not going to leave you hanging. He's not going to leave you high and dry. You can live a life of gratitude because you know no matter what your next step is, God will make it. So if I'm about to step over here, you know, I'm about to step off and fall, God will make it so I don't. He'll miraculously bring up a stair and throw a turtle under there or something. He'll do something to make it sure that your next step is on solid ground and you don't go down. Just to recap, how do we live a life of gratitude? You rest in the truth that God has you. You talk to God. Open your mouths. Open your mouth. Remember a couple weeks ago, we found out that Jews, when they pray, they never pray silently. They say out loud. You might look a little weird in Trader Joe's, but I say do it. Talk to God. Thank him. Get good at thanking God for every little thing. Hand out whatever you've been given. And partner up. Remember, we're in this together, right? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, I pray that you would continue to teach us and shape us into more like your Son, Jesus the Christ. And as we are shaped more like Jesus and actually the Apostle Paul, I pray that our habits of praising you would increase. Our habits of being joyful because of the knowledge that we are loved by you would infinitely increase. And I pray that we would live lives of gratitude, not just for the sake of living lives of gratitude, but to your glory. Help us to cling to the truth that you won't leave us hanging. Help us to cling to the truth that we are not alone. We have each other. We pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. And all God's people said, would you please stand with me if you are able and sing, I Need Thee Every Hour. Thank you. be seated. And it's Pledge Sunday, which means I'm going to ask for the offerings, tithes, and gifts, but also during the offertory, you can fill out one of these, and if you need one, we can get one to you. If you raise your hand, maybe I'll run after this and get it, and then listen to an offertory where we'll continue to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And these are filled out simply so that we can know an approximation of our funding in 2025. And God is up to a lot of amazing things in 2025. I feel some steam growing up, and it's amazing. So it's simply to let us know what you're thinking as we try to plan what God is doing in 2025. And if you need a pledge card, why don't you raise your hand, maybe, and I'll email and I'll get it to you. All right. Tithes, offerings, and gifts are now being received. Certain things I love about this church, this band of misfits, right? Because there's so much experience in this room. There's so many different variables, but there's a couple things that tie us together, and namely, the most uniting is we all love Jesus, our Lord. Right? But this seems to be an exceptionally faithful bunch. The fidelity in here is a huge witness to the world. We show up day in, day out. We lift people up. We walk through valleys with people. Would you please just put out your hands? And I feel a lot of ways we're like the David versus the Goliath. But notice David has the heart of God. And notice David, although he's little, comes to be the mightiest king on the planet. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, I pray that you would lift up these promises, these pledges. I pray that you would use them guide them, direct them. I pray that your truth, that you absolutely adore your creations, is preached loudly and clearly and faithfully through our tithes, gifts, and offerings, and through our pledges. And all God's people said, would you please stand with me and sing Thanks Be to God.
This morning, we have the opportunity to live out what was just preached. So let's pray first. Let's pray Philippians 1 together. Please pray with me. Lord, your servants of Christ Jesus draw near to you this morning. All of your holy people in Christ Jesus at PCC come together with our elders and deacons. And we thank you for your grace and your peace. Father, as we pause, lift us up and overflow your grace and your peace inside of us. We thank you, God, every time that we remember our loved ones. We pray with joy because of the partnership that you have made, that we can join together in sharing your good news. We remember those who among us are sick, who are struggling, who are facing hardships. We lift up Mike, Natalie, Philip, Dan and Kim, Theo, Joe, Dorothy, Barb, Dominic, Terry, Patty, Keith, Mary, and Dusty. And Lord, this morning we thank you every time we remember our veterans who faithfully and selflessly serve our country. We pause and with joy we thank you for how they have partnered in fighting for this country. We ask for your protection and blessing over all of the veterans and their families. In all of our prayers, we remember that you have begun a good work in each of us. You have begun a good work in each of our homes, and you have begun a good work in this church. And Lord, you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against you. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
great things? Amen. Amen. Receive this morning's benediction. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, the peace that transcends all earthly understanding, that peace that comes through Jesus the Christ only, be with you today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, and forevermore. May it be so. Amen. Thank you.